your efforts on those. I know a lot more is coming up, and we look forward to being engaged in the process.
Okay, thank you. And as I said before, March 12th, we'll make sure that we have another budget, although it may not be something to vote on, but at least a budget update so that you can keep abreast of what's going on with these big moving targets.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Moss has...
Just real quick, thank you for this presentation. I appreciate it. You know, I do want to commend you for, I'm sure, what was a curveball with the affordable, you know, 100% affordable and ADU announcement relatively late in the, you know, budget process. But I just, I want to thank everyone for having, you know, being willing to consider it, especially because San Francisco leverages about $1 for every three or four that it takes to build affordable housing. And the only way that the nonprofit developers can get those other dollars is by proving that San Francisco is spending as efficient and low as possible per unit on the affordable housing. And so, you know, I think if there's an ability to not have to just, you know, write a larger gap loan so that some portion can go back to the city, you know, I as an affordable housing developer am in favor of that. But I really do want to reiterate what I think everybody agrees with. It can't be at the expense of a well-run Department of Building Inspection, because in the end, you know, humans are going to live in these buildings and we need them to be monitored and built as good as possible. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and I concur with my commissioners here. And just it's interesting to hear Commissioner Warshall, but also Commissioner Moss' point of the way he breaks it down on the $1 to the scenario. I mean, with the ADUs, I think it's a program that would really work as long as it is it's whole. In other words, if, for example, it's not just a percentage of the fees that are charged. I think from the private sector, particularly the homeowners, a lot of these people who I would imagine who participate in these programs are going to be financing the process. And that's a big motivation, I would believe, in helping them get the fees deferred. And I'm okay with them being deferred too, because then at least they could get the loans in place and then pay for them at a later date. And as somebody that's been around this from the late Mayor Ed Lee's program with the stimulus package that was very successful, and I participated in it myself, and I really saw the value of it because I was trying to get a project out of the ground, and it really was every dollar counted, and it did help, and it does help. So I'm like what Commissioner Warshall said, I hope we are kept in the loop here, because I believe we can bring a lot to the understanding of what really works. It would be a shame if we go to all this trouble and really not think it through and make it work across the board. Sometimes these stimulus packages kind of fall short. There could be more given to them at the time when they're approved and when they're put in place, and I think they would really work. So I just want to kind of stress that, and hopefully we'll get some feedback and anything that you have on information as soon as you get it, you can send it to us, because I know it's moving pretty fast. If I remember rightly, Mr. Strawn, you're seeing some legislation next couple of days. Is that correctly on it? I don't know if I'm correct in that, Bill, but I believe it's coming fast at you. Sorry, Bill, catch you off the bounce here on that.
Bill Strawn. We don't actually have an ironclad date yet. We're led to believe it could be next week or the next couple of weeks. So we'll be checking back in with the mayor's budget folks on that, as the deputy director just indicated.
So all going well, we potentially would have something, let's say, the next couple of weeks, by the March 20th hearing, we would have something that you'd be able to read to us.
Yeah, I think very likely we should have an ordinance for whatever the fee waiver deferral kind of program that is put together. We should have language for that by then.
Okay, and would the process of there would be just introduced and then would have a 30-day rule, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
So So then it would be somewhere in the neighborhood after that 30 days that it would be either voted on by the Board of Supervisors or something.
Right, yeah, I would expect that we're talking about maybe by April getting through the board process.
Yeah.
If everything moves along as anticipated.
Yeah, I think a big thing, if you're in discussion, please bring up about what other departments are going to be involved in it. It's not just DBI. You know, PUC is, DPW is planning, you know,
Yeah, certainly we'll certainly make that part of the conversation.
Yeah, because I think sometimes there's an understanding, and a few commissioners have talked about it, is if we do pass something and it says fee forgiveness or fee deferral or whatever it may be, and as you go there, you find out that it's just DBI fees, which might not add up to much, and there's a whole bunch of other fees, like the PUC fees, the DPW fees, the planning fire fees, that are not included, you know. So it's important that it's kind of, it's well articulated out before it goes prime time, as it were. Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Strong. Okay. Commissioner Walker, I believe, no?
No, I think public comment, and then I'm just going to move.
Okay. Is there public comment on item 9? Seeing none, we'll do a roll call vote.
Commissioner Walker would like to make a comment before we take the call.
I just was wanting to move to approve the budget in the final reading, knowing that we're going to be updated with the items that were set forth. I also hope that we can do as much as we can to support this administration and this mayor and the affordable housing efforts that are so sorely needed. So move to approve.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second, and we'll do the vote. Roll call vote. President McCarthy?
Yes.
Vice President Walker?
Yes.
Commissioner Clinch?
Yes.
Commissioner Constan?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner Moss?
Yes.
Commissioner Warshell?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries unanimously. Okay, the next item is item 10, Director's Report, 10A, update on DBI's finances.
Good morning, Tyrus Madison, Deputy Director for DBI. And before you is the January 2019 financial report. And I'll just go over a couple of the highlights. For revenues, we continue. Basically, these are revenues and expenditures from January 2018 through January 2019, so 7 months of the fiscal year. So basically, we're doing well with our revenues. We're projecting actually to collect about $75 million, or about $4 million more than budget. And that's something that Commissioner Warshall had mentioned during the budget. Normally, we have been anticipating a reduction and a slowdown, and there is a slowdown, but we still come in better than, so that $69 million that's in the budget from the prior item, we may bump that up depending on what it looks like right now. But as I've said before, what we are seeing differently now is that if you look at charges for services, the amount that was projected to be over is about $2.7 million. A lot of what's riding this is, for instance, you'll see interest is pretty high. So from now on, the charges for services are the new revenues that are coming in. They're still coming in higher, but not as high as they were before. There are other things that are coming in that's actually helping us out a little bit, too. So that's why. So we still see slowing. So, yes, it still looks good, but we are still slowing from where we were before. At one point, we were at over $80 million, so it is going down. That's on the revenue side. And primarily on the revenue side, that's because of our two major revenue sources. Those are plan review fees and those are building inspection fees, because those two are based on valuation. So as we see valuations go up or down, a lot of times that's what happens with, that's the way our revenues will actually move. On the expenditure side, we're doing pretty well on expenditures. We are actually have done like an 11% increase from the same time last year, and a lot of that has to do with the services of other departments or the work orders. The work orders are our second largest expenditures behind salaries. And last year was our first year of FSP, so there were a lot of lagging in the work order billings. Now departments are starting to bill regularly, so that's why you see that increase there. So basically we're on a good track. Revenues are slowing, but we're still expected to be better than budgeted, and we are anticipating some savings right now in expenditures based on where we've been, but we'll update those too. So once again, the March report, which normally comes out in April, usually gives us a better feel. We feel a lot better after 9 months of seeing what the trends are, and then we'll make some revisions then. Great. And I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Next item is 10B, update on proposed or recently enacted state or local legislation.
Commissioners, Bill Strawn again. Per that last item, we will keep you informed as we have more information on that, obviously. I will mention from the legislative update report that Supervisor Feuer's vacant storefront ordinance is going back to the Land Use Committee on Monday. We expect it to be supported there and then be moved to the full board quite soon. But there were a couple of amendment items the supervisor made, actually at our request, that required land use to hear this again. Also, I think, as you know, we're still awaiting a hearing date on that ordinance where the 100-year storm flood disclosure is going to be added to the 3R report. The commission did approve that last month, so there's no real issue there. We're moving forward with that. And as you heard from Emily Cohen in the mayor's office earlier on the emergency shelters, we're now going to be taking a look at the memorandum of understanding on that. But, you know, essentially, as Deputy Director Sweeney has pointed out, we're still going to follow our process in terms of plan review and inspections. It's just that there won't be a building permit issued. Instead, it'll be a letter assuring that life safety standards are being met. We don't have any update yet on Supervisor Peskin's demolition ordinance. I think I mentioned to you last time planning requested and received a 90-day extension. As I understand it, the supervisor's office has been receiving comments and suggestions, and they are making changes in the language. We haven't yet seen these changes, so we're in the process of reaching out and trying to make sure that any DBI concerns or issues are being addressed in these changes. And I think with that, I can take any questions.
Seeing none, Mr. Strawn, thank you.
Okay. Our next item is 10C, update on major projects.
Good morning, Tom Hui, Director of Department Building Inspection. As you can see, the construction cost is frustration, you know, going up and down. And then it's due to the filing and, you know, all the new project coming in from January and February. Any question?
See none.
Okay, next item is 10D, update on code enforcement.
Good morning, Commissioners. Ed Sweeney, Deputy Director, Inspection Services. Here's the numbers for the month of January 2019. Building inspections performed, 5,452. Complaints received, 484. Complaint response within 24 to 72 hours is 470. Complaints with first notice of violation sent, 99. Complaints received and abated without NOV, 233. Abated complaints with notice of violation, 47. Second notice of violations referred to code enforcement, 77. Housing inspection services numbers. Housing inspections performed, 979. Complaints received, 482. Complaint response within 24 to 72 hours, 473. Complaints with notice of violations issued, 167. Abated complaints with NOVs, 316. Number of cases sent to director's hearing, 41. Routine inspections, 170. Code enforcement services. Number of cases sent to director's hearing, 152. Number of order of abatements issued, 45. Number of cases under advisement, 20. Number of cases abated, 139. Code enforcement inspections performed, 203. Number of cases referred to BIC Litigation Committee, 2. Number of cases referred to city attorney, still ongoing, 0.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the director's report items 10A through D? Okay. Seeing none, our next item is 11, review and approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of January 16th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any public comment on the minutes? Are all commissioners in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The minutes are approved. Next item is 12, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all commissioners in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are now adjourned. It is 11:31 a.m.